Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hi, everyone. I hope you had an amazing 4th of July, spent lots of good time with your family and friends, and I hope this week is full jam-packed with clients. So, today we are talking about how to properly fire a client. I just did a podcast, a post on Instagram, and a video on Instagram on when do you know it's time to go ahead and let that client go. But now we're going to be talking about how to let that client go. I know it is a horrible feeling thinking about firing someone because it's not easy. But sometimes it's a little bit easier just depending on the situation. I think sometimes when we hear firing a client or when we talk about that, we automatically think it's going to be really bad, and it doesn't have to be bad. Now, of course, there are situations that can end ugly, unfortunately, but most of the time, if you do it the right way, it's going to end fine. And sometimes when you, if you can't please the client and you talk about that with them professionally, sometimes they understand and they agree. I've had that happen with me as well, where I've had to let someone go and I brought it up to them professionally, you know, in person after the appointment. And, you know, it was back when I only did classic lashes, and this client came to me, she had volume lashes on. Well, I filled them and she needed volume. She just didn't really have the lashes for classic. Also, I could only do a certain length on her and she was wanting longer. The previous lash artist did longer. You know, she didn't really take into account her natural lash health. So when she started coming to me, I had to explain all that to her. And it got to the point where, you know, I told her, I just don't think I'm able to make you happy and I want to make you happy. And she agreed, and she ended up finding someone at the time that did the mega volume. And at the time, I didn't do any type of volume. And it ended well, but I had to, you know, let her know that I don't think we're a good fit. And let her go, and she agreed, and she understood, and she's a super sweet lady, and I still kind of keep in contact with her, because I know who she is and everything. So sometimes, you know, it doesn't always have to end bad. A lot of times, you know, if you can't please someone, and you explain that to them professionally, you know, they're gonna understand. So basically, I have a list here. And if anyone ever has any questions, feel free to message me. If you need help on how to do it, you know, I can help you as best as I can. I have a salon of, there's 9 of us all together. So we have a lot of people coming in and out, and we've had to let people go before. You know, every situation's different. So I have a little bit of experience with dealing with different situations with different clients. So the first thing is be professional. That is something that is so important to me and so important here at my salon. We take that very, very seriously, and so should you. You know, you are running a business, and just remember that, you know, how you treat them. You know, you may be letting them go, and you can say, oh, well, I'll never have to see them again. Well, also, you have to take account word of mouth, okay? They're going to remember how you treated them, how you spoke to them, and what you said to them. And also Google reviews too, you know, Facebook reviews, all of that. So make sure you're being very, very professional. I say let them down easy. When I say that, I mean, you want to be honest, back everything you say with facts, but, you know, don't be rude, be professional, be very polite, and be very honest. For example, like I was kind of telling you, if someone came in, and I feel like this is a big issue with a lot of lash artists that we struggle with, and I feel like it's getting better, but sometimes if you do fills from other salons, or if someone has came in and they've had lashes previously at a different salon and they did not take the natural lash health serious and didn't explain that to the client, they could be putting 15, 16, 17s on them when their natural lash can't hold it. And then they come to you and your work is backed on integrity and the natural lash health. And you tell them, you know, the longest length I can do on you is a 12 or a 13. Well, they may get upset and they may keep coming to you, but then every time they come in, they may keep on saying something. And that's when you know it's just not a good fit and I need to let this person go because they're not happy, you know, and they keep on saying something. It's getting to the point where they're getting upset with you and it's just not a good fit, you know, and you don't want to be responsible for damaging that person's natural lashes. And you just have to explain that to them. And 9 times out of 10, when you go in detail and explain that to them, a lot of times people, they didn't know about their natural lash health because the previous lash artist or salon didn't explain that to them. And sometimes, you know, when you explain that to them, they're going to say, oh, wow, well, I didn't know that. I want to listen to your recommendations and all of that. But then sometimes you're going to get people that say, I don't care. Give me the 15s, you know, millimeter. I don't care if, you know, I don't care if it damages my natural lash health. So, what you know, you can set them down, talk to them about that and refer them elsewhere. You know, if there's a lash artist in your area that is really good at mega volume and you don't do mega volume and that's what they're wanting, you can refer them to a different lash artist. We've had to do that a lot up here at my salon. There's a couple other girls in our area and sometimes we will refer to them. Just do not make it personal. Remember, this is your business. I think that's something that a lot of us do. You know, I understand I'm a woman. Sometimes we take things a little personal and it's very hard. And in business, though, that's something that you have to learn. You can't take things personal. And sometimes you just are not a good fit for that client. Always try to end it on a good note. You never know who knows who, and at the end of the day, whatever you say and whatever you do and how you handle a situation reflects on your business. Things you do on your personal life also, it all reflects on your business. So be very careful how you word things, how you say things, and honestly, if you just do things out of a good heart and good morals, you're going to be fine at the end of the day. That's all you ever have to do. So I hope this helps a little bit. Like I said, just set them down and explain, you know, unfortunately, I just do not think this is a good fit. I really want to make you happy, but I can't. I have to take your natural lash health into accountability, and I only carry up to a 15 millimeter, and you're wanting 17s. That one I do not carry, but also your natural lash cannot support it. I don't want to be responsible for damaging your natural lash health. I have a really good lash artist that I think you guys may be a better fit, and then you can give them the number and the name and go on from there. But you don't want to be responsible for damaging someone's natural lashes, or also, you know, you're not going to please everyone. So sometimes you're just not a good fit, and it happens. It's a part of it, and it's really hard in the beginning when you first lash to accept that, but there comes a point where you do. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably one of those. I've been through it too. I think we all go through it as lash artists, but you're probably at that point where it's really hard to let someone go and to accept that, hey, we may not be a good fit. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to DM me on Lash Alliance Education on Instagram. And I am so happy to help you all. So have a good week.